Friday, 6:54, That Music Means Mark Seely is with us in studio. Dr. Seely from the University of Minnesota, Professor Emeritus from the University of Minnesota, talking climatology, meteorology. Well, my friend, it appears people are wondering where to put the snow now.
Oh, my word. Yeah, it's going vertical, I know, around my neighborhood, and, you know, you can only lift it so high.
I know it.
Yeah, this is turning out to be, I'm convinced, Kathy, looking not only at where we stand right now, halfway through the month, but also looking at the balance of the weather for the rest of February, I'm convinced that we're on track here to really have the not just the snowiest February in the Twin Cities record, which I think we will by the time all is said and done. I think this might be the snowiest February in state history.
What?
Yeah, looking around the state and looking at the reports already, Eau Claire, Hastings, Lake City, Leech Lake, Minnesota City, Wabasha, all these places have already set, and we're only halfway through the month, they've already set local records for the snowiest February in their history.
Well, Hastings, what, 26.7 inches?
Right, right. And we've already had in the climate network, our observer network around the state, we've already had 120 new daily snowfall records set, including three new daily snowfall records here in the Twin Cities. And again, we're only halfway through the month. So this is really turning into an exceptional February from the standpoint of snow.
I was talking to my mom, who is, as you know, on the lake,
right,
the big lake near Two Harbors, and was wondering what to do with all the snow on the roof.
Oh,
and
my.
I mean, just how much snow has is it what, 80 inches or something? Is that what's the record?
Yes. Well, the record in the state is 170 inches. So
okay,
we're far
from
it. But you're right about citing the 80, because up and down the Lake Superior North Shore area, we have a number of observers that have already reported over 80 inches for the season.
Okay.
So we're going to have many areas that go well over 100 inches for the season up in northeastern Minnesota.
And we got all of it kind of, what I would say, later in the winter, sort of. I mean, nothing, you know, that, remember that dry brown stuff,
right,
in December?
Right, right. It's almost like a repeat of the pattern of last winter, where we got the lion's share of the snow in the second half of winter.
You know, a listener wants to know here, Mark. A listener admits, I am so tired of the snow this month. Here in Woodbury, it has snowed practically every other day. What is the record number of days with snowfall for February in the Twin Cities?
Well, we thought about this, too, and 1962 holds the record in the Twin Cities, not only for total snowfall, but also for the frequency of snowfall. 23, now this would be hard to live with, wouldn't it? 23 of the 28 days in February brought snow in 1962. That would get a little monotonous, I would think.
Yeah. Even
but I don't think we're
like
gonna. Yeah, we're not gonna come anywhere near that. But we do have, and you've already alluded to this. What with late Saturday into Sunday, and then Monday, and then the middle of next week, as we look ahead, we're gonna have many more chances for snowfall before the end of the month.
I wonder how much of a warming trend is in the offing.
Well, we see now it's all relative, isn't it? I mean, we're gonna warm closer to normal. Temperature-wise, we might see some 20s and things like that, but I don't see any big thaws coming for a while as far as getting above the freezing mark. So we're going to oscillate mostly colder than normal. We might creep up close to normal temperatures for a day or two, but it really looks like it's going to remain cold, colder than average the rest of the month.
Say, before you go, I thought that was an interesting piece this week. Anthony Arguez, I believe, is that his
Arguez.
Name? Arguez from NOAA about the January Arctic cold temperature outbreak.
Yes, putting it in context historically with a number of other regions. Also, the kind of the isolation or penetration of that Arctic high was right down through the center of the country.
Yeah, we know. Thanks, Mark.
We were kind of right in the bullseye, you could say.
Yeah, it was an interesting read. I hope you have a good weekend.
And you too, Kathy.
Mark Seely here on Minnesota Public Radio News.